We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the RotoWire Soccer DFS Show. I'm talking Saturday's four-game slate over at DraftKings. Premier League slate, of course. Sorry, but we're going to try to do a quick show. We got Kits and Wagers, our betting show, coming up later today. Actually, less than an hour away, but we have some absences. So we're also dealing with, you know, DraftKings. They finally got the prices out, but was not planning for the prices to come out. Then I had some technical difficulties with my equipment. So we made it here, and we made it here for the show. Let's see what we can get. If you're watching live, ask any questions you have, and I'll try to answer them. But try and do this here on one screen. I usually have two screens, but I'm going one screen, see if we can do here. RotoWire.com/soccer trial. That is a 48-hour trial to get our cheat sheet. That's what I have up. If you're watching on YouTube or Twitter, make sure to give a thumbs up, like, and subscribe. But we got four-game slate. I think it's an interesting slate. Though we do have a pretty big favorite here, Newcastle are home against Sheffield United, a 2.58 implied goal total. You know, that number just keeps getting higher and higher with Sheffield United, who are, you know, just waiting for relegation, just waiting for next season. It was the midweek slate where you had Manchester United get four goals against them. Burnley got four goals against them last weekend. Now we got a situation where Newcastle, who scored eight goals against them in the prior meeting, now Newcastle are home against them. Other big favorite, Manchester United, again on this slate. They're home against Burnley. I mean, you look at that matchup and you look at the odds. Okay, Manchester United, 2.19, though 1.26 allowed. Decent amount of goals expected in this one. Manchester United just dealing with a bunch of injuries. Let's look at the projected lineup here. Again, Casemiro expected to be the center back. We're going to get McTominay or Christian Eriksen in this defensive midfield role next to Kobbie Mainoo. And then it looks like Rashford's probably going to be out again. So we're probably looking at Antony or Amad Diallo getting the start opposite of Garnacho. And those are the two big favorites, probably what a lot of the talking points are going to be. But again, Wolverhampton home against Luton Town, could be goals in that one. Fulham home against Crystal Palace, could be goals in that one. So it's not entirely cut and dry, though. You could probably just plug in six Newcastle players if you think that they're going to win, score eight goals again and dominate like Manchester City would do or something like that. Then, yeah, sure, stack eight Newcastle guys. If you can fit them all in. But that is the look at lineups there. Actually, let's look at the odds. Let's look through the lineups here. We do have some questions about Wolverhampton. They will be missing Santi Bueno, one of their center backs. So they basically only have two healthy center backs. And even then, Todi Gomez is dealing with a hamstring issue of his own. Otherwise, I think they're mostly pretty healthy. Wolverhampton are. Heechan, we'll see if he gets another start. Cunha could be back in the 11. Sarabia expected to start again, though Aitnari is an option to start in this attacking position. It's pretty much the same group as last time. Luton Town, they just lost Issa Gabore basically for the rest of the season, so that could mean Anya Dinma getting a start here on the wing. He has one start this season already against Manchester City. So that'll be something to keep an eye on because he is, I think he's 3,900 if you're into Luton Town at all. But this is kind of what we're looking at with them. Maybe Townsend starts, maybe he doesn't start. They have a couple other guys, Luke Berry and the other guy on their team. Jordan Clark is 4,600. Jordan Clark is also a possibility there. But Lekanga is back from his injury, and they got a couple center backs back as well last match. Newcastle, no one's returning, so we're probably going to get Jacob Murphy again at right back. Livermento still not 100% ready to start. And Jacob Murphy played kind of on the wing, kind of right back-ish role in that last match. So that kind of takes away a bit of upside for him. But I mean, it's Harvey Barnes starts. Anthony Gordon with no Trippier. Anthony Gordon has been taking the majority of those set pieces. Sheffield United, we'll see what they plan on doing. But McBurnie might be out for the rest of the season. So Archer could get another start up front. Bogle's dealing with a bit of a calf issue. So we'll see if he's ready to start again. And then the usual suspects with Hammer. Osborne got an assist last game. We'll see how they line up. Manchester United, already mentioned them. Burnley, don't expect too many changes here. Vitinho started in the midfield last match. Foster dealing with a bit of an issue himself. Fulham, we'll see if Willian's back in the starting 11. Otherwise, Bobby Dickover-Reed started in that last game. Harry Wilson, also an option. Though, when healthy, Willian is in the 11. So that would probably the main question for Fulham. And then Crystal Palace this morning, Friday morning, we got an update on Eze, who has a bit of a knee issue. So we already have Olise, who came off the bench midweek. He's going to be good to go. He's going to start. So I don't think that's a worry there. But minutes are still a concern. 68 minutes and then 68 minutes in his two starts following injury. So I don't think we're at 90 minutes yet for Olise. He played 17 minutes off the bench midweek. I'd say 75, 80 minutes for Olise. And then it's kind of hard to tell on Eze because this knee issue, we'll see if it's something that's going to limit him from not being able to go close to 90 minutes. So those are the main things there. Obviously, if Eze doesn't start, then Olise is going to have the majority of set pieces. But as we look at forward here, let me pull up the slate. As we look at forward, Anthony Gordon stands out to me at 9,500. Almost exclusive set pieces. Reminder on our cheat sheet, we have all the free kick tracker here, but we can scroll down to Newcastle and see what's going on there. But we look at the set pieces here without Trippier. Last game, two set pieces for Anthony Gordon. Before that, 17. And then one for Murphy, one for Bruno Guimarães. For that, 1-1-1. Overall, Gordon usually has the majority when he plays. And then the other guys will, when Jacob Murphy's playing further back, it kind of seems like he's not on set pieces. And then Bruno G will jump in here and there. But for the most part, he's going to be on all free kicks at a minimum half of the set pieces. And then he's home against Sheffield United. So 9,500 right there for him. His stat line against Tottenham was pretty ridiculous. Probably a Bruno Fernandes kind of stat line that he just had against Sheffield United. So this seems like an awesome spot here for Anthony Gordon. Though, again, he's not. I guess he is a little more guaranteed than if Trippier was actually in the team. Because when Trippier is in the team, then the set pieces aren't guaranteed. Then nothing's really guaranteed. Isak is 9,300. Cunha, 9,700. If you want to go that route in tournaments, I'd say Isak is also a tournament route at 9,300. I'm not sure you're going to be able to fit him in. If you're playing Gordon, Isak, and Bruno Fernandes, kind of, you know, makes the rest of your lineup look a little punty. Garnacho is 8,400. I played him in cash midweek. I'm not sure I'm going to get there this week. 8,400. This is a tougher matchup. What was his price against Sheffield United? He was 8,500. So basically the same price he was against Sheffield United, but they had, 75% possession against Sheffield United. It's probably going to be closer to maybe 50-50 in this spot, depending how that goes. But Burnley, just they're also playing for their Premier League lives, where Sheffield United were kind of already done. So I'm not as sold on Garnacho, and I'm the same goes for Antony, who was subbed off in the 55th minute for Diallo. So that's 5,900 for Antony. I liked him midweek, and then, you know, his performance, maybe not like him too much. Clearly a minute risk, is assuming Amad Diallo is on the bench. And then we have a situation, okay, what if Amad Diallo actually starts at 4K? And then now we're talking. If we get a 4K Manchester United winger here who seems set for like 60 minutes home against Burnley, I think you can actually get there in cash games to where it's not a terrible move. Because, I mean, we look at the rest of these forwards, there's not really anyone that stands out. Bruno Larsson at 7,300 minutes aren't guaranteed. Last time he started, he went 59 minutes. I know he's had some pretty big numbers, but he's on a decent size split with Cullen. Cullen is 6K. Bruno Larsson 7,300. I'm not sure I can get to Bruno Larsson here or if it's even worth it. Otherwise, we have a lot of goal-dependent forwards. Mateta is 7,800. Muniz is 7,700. Hoyland is 7,600. Again, Willian, we'll see, obviously, if he starts. If he starts at 6,700, I'm not sure what his minutes will be. Let's see what Marco Silva said. The way he is training, he is always ready to improve. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I would say, yeah, Willian is in play to be in cash lineups as long as you can get that money for your second forward. Also on his team, I will be. Brereton Diaz, 6,300. What else we got? I mentioned Antony at 5,900. Odo Bear, and then we got some cheaper guys. If Eze is out, I think Jordan Ayew is actually, if Eze is completely out, like if he's not on the bench, Jordan Ayew at 5,800 is definitely in play for cash games. Otherwise, it's a bunch of, you know, goal-dependent forwards. Carlton Morris, if you're looking for, you know, 90-minute forwards who maybe will get a shot here and there. The performances haven't been there. Luton Town looked pretty bad against Brentford last weekend, but 90 minutes, 5,600 against a Wolverhampton team that is just still struggling across the team in terms of injuries, struggling overall, coming off another loss against Bournemouth midweek. Morris, 5,600. Hwang Hee-chan, maybe not 100%, but if he starts, it's 5,500 home against Luton Town. So you got all these goal-dependent guys, Lau Foster. Again, if Cordova Reed starts, he's 5,300. Lau Foster, 5,200. Not the worst idea. I don't hate these Burnley guys going against Manchester United. Cameron Archer, I feel like this is a conversation we had earlier in the season. He's 4,600 at Newcastle. Probably wouldn't go there. Again, we had the minutes concern, 62 minutes midweek. Callum Wilson, if he starts, he will be popular. He's 4,400. I'm not sure he's going to start, though. He's, you know, recently back from injury. It's only a few days ago that he returned. And that's kind of what we're looking at. Diallo's down here. And then, yeah, I guess the other possibility for a Wolves start would be Chirewa. Yeah, he's 3,500, but he's midfield only for Wolverhampton. So that would be another guy who could start in the front three for them or front whatever. So that's kind of it at forward. You know, I think Anthony Gordon is just like a hands down, almost like a lock here with Bruno Fernandes. Bruno Fernandes, 10.7K. Very hard to go away from him in cash games. His price is getting up there, but home against Burnley, I think this is a match that will have goals. I think both teams can score. I think you just have Gordon and Fernandes there, and then you kind of fill in the rest and see who else you can fit. So who else can you fit? Can you fit Michael Olise? That is going to be a question. If Eze doesn't start and Michael Olise starts, do you want Olise for 10K? Maybe. You probably do. You definitely do. I guess there's no question about that. But can you fit him in? That's another question. Eze is 8,700. Doughty, 8,500. The way I was looking at it, we have Pablo Sarabia. I know his minutes haven't been guaranteed and Wolves are getting a little healthier up front. But Pablo Sarabia is 7,500. Almost majority of set pieces for Wolverhampton, home against Luton Town. You compare that with Doughty, 8,500, 1K more. Andres Pereira, minutes concern, 700 more. So I think you kind of have to decipher between those spots where you need money on this slate. You need money to spend up for Gordon, for Fernandes, for any of these other guys. Are you going to get, maybe you're not even going to get here. Maybe you're going to spend down at your second midfield spot. Though that seems like a weird strategy. So that's kind of the main options here at midfield. Olise, Doughty, Pereira. I'll just say Andres Pereira has been awesome lately. I mean, you look at that Liverpool match, he did go the full 90, but before that, just getting subbed off early in basically every contest. But he has some awesome matches. They're home against Crystal Palace. I know Crystal Palace are playing well, but this one is away from home. So that one, Andreas seems like a hard fade, but 8,200 minutes are still a concern. Doesn't feel like a complete smash spot either. Pablo Sarabia, 7,500. It's an interesting spot. We can go down a little bit. Harvey Barnes, 6,900. Not much of a cash play, but home against Sheffield United, maybe a cash play. You look at the last couple starts here for Harvey Barnes. Hasn't really been here. He doesn't have a shot on target at Crystal Palace or home against Tottenham. Even though they dominated Tottenham, Barnes had the 9-point floor, and he did not get on the score sheet. So it's a little interesting there. But 6,900 home against Sheffield United has to be considered. Jacob Murphy, another guy with minutes concern. As you see the lack of upside here playing in that deeper role here for – and then you have Livermento on the bench here. But look at these last few matches without like an exclusive role set pieces. This, the floor hasn't been there. So Jacob Murphy, probably a fade for me. Ross Barkley, 6,500. He's iffy. I looked at him in that Brentford game. You know, it disappointed me pretty much like everyone else on Luton Town in that one. And then we keep going down a little bit. Bruno Guimarães, this feels like a game where he's going to get on the score sheet somehow, some way. Let's see what he got, a goal and assist in the first meeting against Sheffield United. Again, they scored 8 goals, but his floor is always can always have good games, but a lot of that's because of tackles won. Is how many tackles is he going to win in this game? I guess you can look at it that way, but he also has plenty of upside. Scott McTominay next to him there at 6,200. So you get going down a little bit. Maybe you don't even want to go Sarabia. Maybe you just go Josh Cullen. You're comfortable with Cullen. 90 minutes, Manchester United, up and down. Let's plug Cullen in for 6K. That's fine too. I don't hate it. Chong is 5,500, not in the cash conversation with me. Hammer time, everyone in the conversation for everyone. Yeah, he had the 9.5 floor last game against Manchester United. Feel like this is a more difficult spot where Newcastle could just kill the game pretty early. Manchester United, just not a team to kill the game with the way they play. So you could look at Hammer here for 5,300. He has good games in him. He has bad games in him. You look at the 90 minutes at Brentford, he had negative 0.6. Look at Liverpool. I mean, everyone knows he has some bad games in him and he has some good games in him. I probably won't go here. I know the price is enticing here, but at Newcastle, this feels like a spot where Sheffield United are just going to struggle to string pass it together kind of thing. Their midfield is going to struggle. They're at a disadvantage here in the midfield in this one. If Christian Eriksen starts again, 5K, good luck. If you want to do that, if you want to hope he has set pieces, I don't even think he took a set piece midweek. But again, I mentioned it. I did talk for that midweek show. He's 4K or whatever he was. But you're at risk of 60 minutes. And how much is this guy going to move around, especially on a short week here? 5K. If he starts again, good luck playing him. I will not be playing him. Townsend, even if he starts, probably won't go there. Elliot Anderson, I think, is intriguing at 4,800, just given the matchup. And let me look at the numbers. He had 5 shots against Tottenham, a couple shots on target here, 5 crosses as well, 4 fouls drawn. So his floor is actually pretty decent. And then you throw in, maybe he's going to get a goal or assist in this spot. Elliot Anderson, not a bad play here at 4,800. Joao Paulinho at home, 4,700. Jordan Clark, 4,600. So there's guys like this where they're not terrible, where you can play them. Sean Longstaff is kind of in that Elliot Anderson range, but Sean Longstaff's a little bit more defensive than Anderson. So the upside, I don't think the same upside as Anderson isn't there. You compare Anderson at 4,800 and Longstaff to 4,200. I just say, find the $600 to get to Anderson, because I think he's more likely to get on the score sheet. Ben Osborne, at times I would like him. Again, not this matchup, 4,100. Onyedema, I mentioned Onyedema earlier, 3,800. I don't think he's a terrible play. If Onyedema starts, I actually kind of like him a little bit here. They don't really have another replacement because Kabore's out and Agbene's out. They don't really have a replacement on the wing. So that's another boost for maybe we can get 90 minutes from him. His last start, he went 88 minutes at Manchester City at a 5.3 floor. So something that is intriguing. If you want to go down, this is probably more of a utility situation here, unless you really want to spend down at your second midfielder. I'd fade Casemiro here playing as a center back. I know he had a good floor. He's had some good floors here recently, but just not going to get those open play goals like he does playing as a midfielder. That's kind of what we got in midfield. Thomas Doyle played a midweek, just minutes concerned, so I'm not really getting there anymore. I mentioned Chirera. Gosh, I talked myself into that one. Chirera, 3,500 in case he starts. That's kind of what midfield looks like. As we get to defender here, I'm just going heavy here. Aitnery, I know you need money here, and you could technically go just punt two defenders and, you know, a couple 3K guys and call it a day and be like, yeah, I want Anthony Gordon, I want Bruno Fernandes, and I want Michael Olise in my team, or maybe Eze starts. I want Eze in my team. You could take that route and just punt defender, but 5,300 for Aitnery and possibly like a front three attacking position is extremely cheap. Just went 90 minutes midweek, home against Luton Town. This is a great spot. Obviously, I'd want to check on positions and see where he's at. Look at the bench, see who's going to come on for him possibly. But 5,300 for Aitnery as a defender. If he's in the front three, you're getting the goal upside. We saw that recently in a great spot. So if you have the money, if you're not going to go all out at three positions, I think you want Aitnery in your team. It's just a good spot for him. But you know, he's not like a lock with set pieces or a massive floor here, but the upside's there. And even then his floor is pretty good, especially in good matchups. So 5,300 is just not that expensive for him. There are other options here. Vitinho, played in the midfield last game, though that also makes him more likely to sub off. He's 4,700. Anthony Robinson, kind of cheap here, 4,800. People were playing Anthony Robinson for, I mean, what? He was 5,500 for a few weeks in a row. People were playing him then, so why don't they play him 4,800 home against Crystal Palace? Seems like a spot where you could play him if you have the money. Diego Dello, again, another player who has goal assist upside, 4,900, fairly cheap in this spot. So these defenders are a little cheaper just because we have the Brunos at 10.7. We have the Lise. We have these more expensive players. So they need to be a little cheaper. But those are the guys that stand out mostly. Harry Maguire went up in price at 4K. He was 3,500 midweek. You could go there again. I think I actually like Dan Burn a little bit here. I'm not sure how much formation matters, but he has been playing when Emil Kraft has been in. He has been playing a little more on that left flank there. And he's 3,700. You know he's going to get up on set pieces, and it's Sheffield United. So let's just say, okay, Manchester United had, what, 75% possession against Sheffield United midweek, and now Newcastle home against them. So if you say, let's just put it at, okay, Newcastle 70% possession, and half of that is going to be in the attacking third. So you got to think that, okay, if Dan Burn is playing, he's going to be playing more higher up than Fabian Schär and Emil Kraft. He's going to be higher up playing that left side. You know, higher floor, more likely to send balls into the box, more likely to be in the box to put his head on goals. I mean, Sheffield United, who's going to mark Dan Burn in the box on set pieces? I don't know, Vinicius, Mason Holgate, Ahmedovic. I don't think that Sheffield United have the guys, the defenders to deal with the height of Newcastle. And I think that was part of the reason they got smoked in that first meeting. They got ripped apart on set pieces in that game. So 3,700 is, I don't know if I want to say cheap, but I kind of like that a little bit. Schär is 4,200. Kraft is 4,600. So those are the other defenders for Newcastle. If you want to go down a little bit, Joe Constrictor, shouts to Jack Burkhart, 3,600 for Joakim Anderson. And I'll look at the sub 3K in case you just want to punt on defenders. Toti Gomez, 2,900. Austin Trusty, 2,900. LaRucci could start at 2,800. I know people have played him there. but he's not going to play 90 minutes if he starts. I'll just say that. Chris Richards, again, these are just bad DFS plays in general, but Chris Richards, 2,800. Ahmedovic is 2,700. I believe our guy, I think it was Mo Hendy who mentioned it in the chat once about Ahmedovic, him getting goals or assists or something in the championship and getting up on set pieces. How many set pieces are Sheffield United going to get in this match? That's another question, but, you know, it's a possibility. Not Joel Ward. Actually, where's Nathaniel Klein at? 3,200. Nah, it's too expensive for us. But yeah, so there are the punt options. You can get your 2-3 points with all these punts, but I'm probably going to find the money to move up a little bit. That Crystal Palace lineup's going to be interesting. Goalkeeper, Wes Fotheringham. I said it midweek. Guy makes a ton of saves. Even though he allowed 8 goals in the prior meeting against Newcastle, he still only had negative 1.7 points. He made 7 saves in that game against Newcastle. This guy just makes saves. He makes, I don't know what his average is, but it's probably like 4 or 5 saves a game. And if you're getting saves, even the possibility of allowing 5 goals, if you're getting 7 saves here, you could still get in the positive here. 3,600 if you don't want to be at risk for allowing 8 goals again. Kaminsky, 4K. This is a spend down slate. Henderson, like, why not? Dean Henderson's 4,200. Back to back, maybe not back to back clean sheets, but clean sheet against Newcastle, clean sheet at Liverpool. And then they allowed 2 goals against West Ham. That was after, I think, they were up 4-0. So you got all these cheap goalkeepers that you can play here that I think all of them are fine. Aro Muric is just like, has been awesome for Burnley outside of being, you know, at the end of pretty bad mistakes and allowing goals. He has been awesome at making saves and helping his team a little more than James Trafford. So you can take that one of two ways there, but otherwise I'm not spending up on goalkeeper. I think that's all I got here. I basically mentioned every player on the slate. Let me run through. Sorry, I haven't really been using the cheat sheet at all here, but again, my technical difficulties over here, so I'm only on one screen, but let me give some thoughts here on what's going to happen. I do think that this is like 3+ goals for Newcastle. Sheffield United, miserable. How are they going to look? I know they're attacking plenty. They want to score goals, but that's also going to open them up. We don't trust Mason Holgate at all. And so Newcastle, we like that. Manchester United are at home against Burnley. I actually not as huge in that one, so I may actually fade pretty much everyone but Bruno here. Burnley have been playing well, but this feels like a 1-1, 2-1, 2-2 kind of game where I don't think that, you know, Manchester United are going to get more than 20 shots. This isn't a Sheffield United matchup where they rack up shots. These other games, I don't know. This Luton Town have been a little all over the place. They were playing for their lives last weekend and then lost terribly against Brentford. So probably can see both teams scoring here. And then Fulham home against Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace playing well. Again, neither one of these teams really have too much to play for. So I'm not sure how much attacking will be done between them. But that's all I got. rotowire.com/soccer trial. That is a 48-hour trial to get the cheat sheet. We also have a DFS article up, DraftKings article up for this slate. We do have there will be a FanDuel article up as well, written by Jack Burkhart. So check that out. That'll be up at rotowire.com/soccer. That's all I got for this one. Sorry we didn't have any of our guests on this one. It was just a weird Friday here that no one was available. So I had to go solo, but thank you for watching. We'll see everyone next week. Make sure to listen to Kits and Wagers as well. Come in later Friday.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.